Janet is part of a group of furs that likes to gather once or twice a week, going for jogs, hikes, and nature walks through the local Adirondacks. Today, she has a problem, though. She's in heat. The female leopard looked around her apartment, deciding if she should go today, or spend the day at home with one of her battery-operated toys. At length, she decided on going, banking on taking one, or more, of the male regulars in their group off into the woods for some much-needed release. She met up with her friends and group members in an old pavilion at the edge of the forest at around 8 a.m. They were already busy going over a map, planning today's route. Looking around, she silently cursed. Every single one of the 20 or so members that came today were female. Great, she thought. I'm in heat, without any toys, and now I have to run around all day through the mountains. She just got there, so there was no excuse she could think of to leave already. Before she even had much time to try and think of one, the girls were already on the move, hurrying her along. Janet easily kept pace with the pack, being one of the group's best runners. She wore a white sports bra, a tiny pair of light pink running shorts, and her backpack filled with basic supplies for the day. Nothing, she cursed herself again, with her that could be used as an impromptu sex toy. And so she went, jogging along and grumbling to herself until the group came to a small open campsite in the forest they had picked beforehand to be their first rest stop of the day. All right, girls, a fit-looking lioness said. You have 30 minutes, and then we're on the move again. Janet caught the gaze of one of her friends and held up a roll of toilet paper she pulled from her bag while pointing into the woods, letting her know where she'd be during the break. The leopard girl ran off the trail through the woods, getting well out of sight. Slowing to a walk, she pulled off her shorts, tossed them aside, and plopped down against a tree. She sighed. Ah, well, my fingers will just have to be good enough for now. Janet moved her right paw down, rubbing over her lower lips, and softly dipping two fingers in. She closed her eyes, biting her lip and groping her breast, working into a rhythm with her fingers. Not even a minute of this went by, and she suddenly felt something brush against her foot pad. She opened her eyes and jumped in her seat. A little chipmunk, smelling her heat scent, was there eyeing her prize. Oh, great. I'm attracting animals now. The chipmunk was pacing back and forth between her feet, slowly inching closer, never taking its eyes off of her privates. She was going to shoo it away, but a fiendish thought came to her. Ah, fuck, she said. Why not? Let's see if this works. The leopard rolled over, carefully, hoping she wouldn't scare the little critter away. She laid with her belly and her chest fully to the ground, her legs spread and tail raised. All right, little guy, she said, looking over her shoulder. You're the only male I have, so it looks like I'm all yours. She would never normally even consider of doing anything like this. But right now, she was hard in the grips of being in heat. Her dripping cunny being so close to him, the little chipmunk gathered his courage and approached the giant leopardess. Her legs from the knee down were swinging happily in the air as she felt the little rodent press its face into her wet folds. She moaned and clawed at the ground, fully in a daze of pleasure. The small creature pressed its way into the well of her pussy, humping furiously as it went. Its bushy, bouncing tail tickled vigorously over her most sensitive areas, driving her wild. Her tail beat side to side, all four sets of claws dug into the soft earth as the rodent penetrated and squirmed into her tunnel. Janet whined loudly and quickly covered her mouth, hoping no one would hear. She furiously dry-humped the ground, flat on her belly as the creature disappeared completely, swallowed by her ravenous sex. Her climax was coming in fast, her quivering passage now tugging and pulling at the small mammal, helping it slide deeper and deeper. Somewhere in the back of her mind, she yelled to herself, "Too far! Too far!" But it was all but drowned out in the screams of her lust. The chipmunk was held tight in her muscles, her heat searing like a furnace all around him. Pressed tight against her cervix, Janet's hot, heavy, feline scent filled the chipmunk's little lungs with each breath he took. She arched her back as she came, her insides shaking and pulling. There was a little twinge of pain from deep inside her, but it was easily overpowered by her ecstasy. She was panting heavily, her hunger sated for the moment, and her senses returning. A concerned look spread on her face as she rose to her knees and looked down at her belly. Did she really just do that? There was a little movement from deep inside her. Crap, I gotta get him out, she said. She squatted and reached her two fingers in as far as they could reach, but she felt nothing of the rodent. Slowly growing in panic, she pushed hard with her inner muscles, but still nothing. Shit, shit, shit. Please, please come out. Every now and then, she could feel it moving around inside her, but it never got any closer to moving downwards. In the distance, she heard a loud whistle signifying the group would be taking a head count in 5 minutes and marching on. She didn't want to, but she had to leave him there. What else could she do? She couldn't say anything about any of this to the girls. She just couldn't. She pulled on her running shorts, very, very slowly over the last few inches. It almost felt like she was sealing him inside her as she did so. She took a minute, just standing there looking down, with a paw on her belly, trying to think of something she could do. She gave an almost defeated sigh, and grudgingly, worriedly, made back for the group to continue with their run.